Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A $14 billion Israeli aid package pushed by Republicans has been given the green light by the House of Representatives. The bill will now head to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer has already dismissed the bill, saying the Senate will not vote on it. Democrats do not like the fact that the bill does not provide aid for Ukraine, and Republicans' option to cut money earmarked for the IRS to help pay for the bill. House lawmakers may soon drop the hammer on impeaching President Biden. House investigators allege President Biden illegally benefited from his family's foreign business dealings in a pay-for-play scheme adding up to tens of millions of dollars directed to offshore accounts. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Very soon we are coming to a point of decision on it. So we're going to follow the evidence where it leads and we'll see.
Republicans also accuse Biden of carrying out an alleged influence peddling scheme. A $40,000 check paid directly to Joe Biden is part of laundered funds from a Chinese energy company. Biden has denied any wrongdoing. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Alaska Airlines over an incident where an off-duty pilot tried to crash the plane.
The pilot told police in Portland he'd been using psychedelic mushrooms when he tried to shut down the plane's engines with the fire extinguisher handles. Three passengers filed the suit, claiming emotional and monetary damages. Alaska is accused of having a lack of rigorous screenings and standards for off-duty pilots allowed to ride in the cockpit jump seat. I'm Dave Collins.
A New York federal jury found the second biggest donor to the Democratic Party during the 2020 election and FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried guilty of stealing billions of dollars from the crypto exchange's customers. Daylight savings time ends early Sunday morning. Clocks go back 1 hour if your state plays the policy. USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Biden administration is sanctioning hundreds more Russians and businesses. The sanctions announced yesterday go after Russia's future energy capabilities, sanctions evasions, and a suicide drone that's been knocking out Ukrainian troops and equipment. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's two oldest sons have finished their time on the stand in his civil trial in Manhattan.
Former President Trump's son Eric testified in the civil trial against the Trump Organization on Thursday. That followed testimony from his brother Don Jr. Wednesday. Don Jr. spoke to reporters outside the courthouse after Eric's testimony.
The banks in question made hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, think about this, right? They are not claiming that they are victims. They are not saying that they were misled.
The state accuses Eric, Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial statements for advantageous loans, insurance policies, and deals. They have all denied those allegations. I'm John Schaefer.
The House on Thursday overwhelmingly approved a resolution condemning support for Hamas, Hezbollah, and terrorist organizations on U.S. college campuses. The vote was 396 to 23. The resolution declares that support for Hamas and Hezbollah, on campuses may lead to the creation of a hostile environment for Jewish students, faculty, and staff. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. How are you? I'm Bill Martinez. We got Liz P. coming up in just a moment, the Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. You know, if you think for a moment about giving a grade and looking at the report card of our government when it comes to the economy and how they're handling it, it's clear that they're not even doing satisfactorily. They need remedial training, no doubt. And here we are. We find that the government needs to raise $776 billion. Even if you got all the Catholics together doing cakewalks and bingo games and everything, I think we'd be hard-pressed to come up with $776 billion. But that's what they need. And maybe right now the reason they're asking Israel to hit the pause button is maybe the ammunition that we're short on is impacting how much ammunition we can send to Israel, and maybe that's why they need to pause. I mean, God only knows. Liz, so if you were in charge and you're going to give a grade to this government, and it's report card day, so what would you give them?
you know, Bill, I try to be open-minded, as you know. I know. Find a single area of government involvement right now where the Biden administration is doing anything right. I mean, honestly, whether it's crime, immigration, certainly on the economy, foreign affairs, what a mess this government has gotten us into. And, you know, I'm sure your listeners feel the same way. I find it incredibly depressing to read the news. It's stories. And the one thing that kind of popped into my head this morning, looking at what's going on, guess what's not getting a lot of attention right now? The investigation into the corruption of the Biden family.
Exactly. Right,
that,
of course.
That work continues to go forward. They continue to find payments. Remember how Joe Biden said, find the money? Well, they're finding the money. They're finding checks that are definitely going right to the Joe Biden's checking account from family members who, in turn, were paid off by other sort of nefarious groups. 10% often, remember 10% for the big guy?
Right, it's all happening.
They're revealing all of this stuff, but because we're all focused on this horrific situation in Israel and other dreadful things going on, no one's paying attention. How convenient for the president.
Yeah, they sure find plenty of ink to still spread on Donald Trump, though. They can still manage that. And then meanwhile, you know, we've got a new czar for artificial intelligence. Lord have mercy. I mean, we said that here Kamala, you know, she is the epitome of the Peter principle. You know, you and I grew up with that concept. We understand
really
that, right? It, the whole Biden administration, it's pathetic. I mean,
she's
here it is.
She's a very good example of failing up. She is failing up. She has not yet tackled and succeeded on any single quest that she's been on since joining the White House. And honestly, when you think about the intellectual challenges of intellectual of artificial intelligence and the regulation thereof.
Yes.
A team worse prepared to tackle that, Joe Biden mm-hmm. and Kamala Harris, forgive me, mm-hmm. I don't think there's enough intellectual heft between the two of them to pick out New China for the White House, much less figure out the incredibly complex world of artificial intelligence.
Well, you had to know when somebody, you know, she moves into the official, you know, vice presidential facility, right? She was complaining about the interior decorating. You know, when that's your focus of all things that you have to deal with, is like, wait a minute, dear. You know, but it's just like you said, you brain bruise yourself trying to figure out something positive. And I know you, Liz. I know, and I try to do the same thing. But this stuff is fodder for the Babylon Bee. Because it's like a fire hose of information that, you know, they're just having, you know, they don't even have to spend a lot of time trying to come up with something because it's the gift that just keeps
100%.
On giving, right?
I mean, honestly, let's take the world tour. So we have Joe Biden now basically catering to the left wing of his party, which has become astonishingly openly anti-Semitic, certainly mm-hmm. anti-Israel. But by the way, being anti-Israel is, by definition, being anti-Semitic. So now that is a core constituency in the Democratic Party. So what is Joe Biden doing? He's calling in one of those asides where really you get to know exactly what he's thinking. Now he wants a pause or a ceasefire, which is basically playing into the hands of Hamas and mm-hmm. something exactly the opposite of what Israel wants to do. So that's not working out great. Reportedly, Anthony Blinken's been taken out of the negotiations over the hostages and so forth because he's so incredibly inept. I don't doubt that for a moment, sadly. Mm-hmm. So that looks like a complete catastrophe. And now we have the Republicans passing aid for Israel in this $14.3 billion bill. And now Democrats, you know, majority of Democrats voted against it, but there was bipartisan support. 12 Democrats, I think, voted in favor. Mm-hmm. And now mm-hmm. Biden is threatening to veto it. I don't know about you. That doesn't seem like a good look to me. To save IRS funds, is that their objection?
Yeah.
Or is it that the money for Ukraine didn't come through? Well, guess what? I mean, Biden has to sell Ukraine. He has to bring in all these Republicans and Democrats in Congress who are objecting to that and sell them on this money going to Ukraine. Nothing else will do, and he can't do it. That's the problem.
Well, and look at how much money we're pouring into Ukraine versus Israel. I mean, it's a huge difference here, Liz.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And look, I am actually on board with the fact that Putin is a major threat to Western Europe. My view mm-hmm. is yes. We should certainly be supporting Ukraine, but guess what? So should Germany. So should France.
Mm-hmm.
Those
exactly.
countries haven't done nearly enough. That's on their border. This is
exactly.
a NATO threat. So let's see mm-hmm. NATO coalesce around this. I've done a couple of pieces about the amount of money and weaponry that the U.S. is spending compared to the rest of Western Europe. And I guess I'll tell you what, they need to step up. I mean, Donald mm-hmm. Trump got that totally right. Europe,
exactly.
our European allies, who Biden mm-hmm. says so eagerly, you know, have welcomed him back. Well, it's because they know he's a pushover, and he'll just
exactly.
stand there and say, "Oh yeah, I'll write another mm-hmm. $100 billion check for Ukraine, and you guys can go again, you know, go ahead with your business and not worry about it." Well, mm-hmm. that's not acceptable to American taxpayers.
Yeah, yeah. When Trump was in the least. That he pushed them on was what they agreed to was 2%, and he called Germany out, and they said, "Okay, we'll do." They still haven't, and you know, so even you know, the head of NATO has not even put any pressure on it. So what does that tell you? You know, to your point,
because they know that we'll do it.
Yes. Yeah, they figure the stupid Americans will just, because they just have enormous
right.
amount of funds. And so now here we are, we find ourselves, you know, a little soft there. The balance in the checkbook's not coming together, and we need to raise $776 billion, huh?
Exactly right. Isn't that something?
And so where is that going to come from?
That's why long-term rates are going up.
Yeah, I just, and here it is. And again... because of the incompetence. See, this is why your votes matter. And there are consequences to elections, ladies and gentlemen. This is the government that you elected. $776 billion. I guess. Chump change for the Bidens. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst, continues with us as we were discussing, the events in Israel, as horrific as they are. The anti-Semitism that is on full display. We were talking about the college campuses and these presidents of the universities. They are scared. I mean, literally, Liz, they have no backbone to even pull the kids in check to say, wait a minute, you know, to have any kind of moral authority to really help people understand, these kids understand, there's a difference between good and evil. And yeah. What is it going to take, you know? Is it going to take the same thing happening here in the United States? We already know Hezbollah has encampments in Mexico. Hezbollah operatives are already working in conjunction with the cartel. They are in the United States of America.
Yes, I suspect, sadly, it's only a matter of time before there is some sort of anti-Semitic, anti-Israel attack on a synagogue or on something in the United States. I pray that that is not the case. Mm-hmm. But these are people bent on the destruction of Israel, bent on the destruction.
Well, Israel first, America second.
Yeah,
that is
basically.
That's their statement.
We are the great Satan. It's true.
Right.
I mean, yes. I think the discouraging thing is, and of course, many of us have said this over and over again. This administration, Joe Biden, is such a weak American president that the world is taking advantage of the United States. The world feels no fear in crossing the United States, attacking Americans. Nothing, by the way, I don't know if you would agree, but there has been far too little said about the fact that 31 Americans were killed on October 7th. Yes,
exactly.
There were lots of Americans being held hostage, but 31 were murdered. I mean, where are the consequences? Joe Biden in that Oval Office address said we will hold Iran accountable. No, we're not holding Iran accountable. We are allowing continued oil to flow from Iran. The Trump administration did an incredibly good job of putting in serious sanctions on Iran. The total amount of foreign reserves held by that country went from $123 billion to about $15 under Trump because they squeezed Iran so hard. Now, of course, it's gone just exactly the other way. They've gotten $30 or $40 billion in their coffers because of relaxed sanctions, something that Janet Yellen actually lied about, which just stunned me, honestly. I mean, this administration has taken, by the way, Joe Biden has taken every wrong turn imaginable on foreign policy, and I would argue also domestic policy, since he took office. His guiding premise was to undo everything Donald Trump did. Now we have Donald Trump nostalgia setting in, because guess what? Our country was at peace. The finances were in good shape. The economy was strong. There is nothing at all good that's happened in the last 2.5 years.
A lot of pain.
Commentary.
Yeah.
Isn't it true?
It's absolutely true. I don't think you can argue a point. You and I asked you a couple of weeks ago, is there one thing? Is there one thing positive? I mean, because I've tried to look at it. I've tried to say, okay, Bill, you're being too negative. You're being too cynical. You need to pause a minute. Let's think. There's got to be something. And I'm straining my. I can't come up with one thing positive to say about Joe Biden, because at every turn, and his entire administration, they're doing everything that, I mean, the sense that you have, and, you know, Mark Levin wrote a book about this, is how they hate America. And it's hard to, you know, to really consider that people within our government that have enjoyed the benefits of this great American idea could hate this country so much. But it's clear,
I
the dismantling, the fundamental
America.
Transfer. Well, the
yeah,
fundamental.
They hate the foundation. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think they hate the foundations of it. They hate the fallout from it. They hate the idea that individualism and meritocracy are things that can be applauded. That all flies. I mean, imagine not liking the idea that people with ambition and capability and skills can get ahead and do well. That is really the kind of essence of the American dream. Joe Biden, the other day, stupidly keeps talking about Bidenomics. He says Bidenomics is the American dream. What is Bidenomics? Bidenomics is big government taking more and more of the economy into the hands of the government, which is by definition an unproductive thing to do. By definition will lower our growth rate, lower productivity, and also lower wage growth, which stems from productivity gains. That is the essence of Bidenomics. Also big labor. So everyone is thrilled, apparently, that the UAW held up the auto companies and got big wage hikes. Well, that's great for those guys. Let me tell you what. It sets the floor now for union settlements all over the country, and now we're going to have wage inflation, which is going to make inflation even harder to punch out. So we're going to have longer rates going up, staying up higher. That's not good for the economy. So really, you started off, I'm sure, wanting me to talk about the deficit spending. We had a $2 trillion deficit in the year that just ended. If you take out some funny accounting for student loan repayments, we're going to have a $2 trillion deficit this year. Bill, what your listeners need to know is there is no excuse for that. That kind of deficit spending, which is 6% or more of our GDP, that is supposed to be reserved for an emergency. That
exactly.
is like COVID. When COVID hit, yeah, we had to spend some money to keep the economy afloat. That's over. That's 2 or 3 years ago now. We should be getting back to much more restrained spending, which, by the way, is the battle that is brewing in Congress. Thank heavens we have a Speaker of the House. Thank heavens he is a conservative. Thank heavens he has, I think, the attention of most of the Republican caucus, if not out-and-out support for it, to cut spending. And this $14.3 billion bill they passed to be funded by some of the money set aside for 80,000 new IRS agents, that is completely reasonable. The ramping up of IRS funding has been totally distorted by the left. Do you seriously think that the billionaires that they think cheat on their taxes don't have legions of tax lawyers and accountants making sure that their returns are inviolate? There's no, they are not going to find some fabulously wealthy billionaire who's cheated on his taxes. I can guarantee you, because those guys are looked at all the time.
Exactly.
It's going to be people who own small businesses, people who make, I don't know, $200,000 to $500,000 a year, and who maybe fudge their taxes because they are trying to get by. They're trying to succeed in a country where now taxes and regulations and fines and fees make it almost impossible to do that. So good luck with that. It's going to be monstrously unproductive and unpopular. So that is the money that Democrats want to save. It's almost unimaginable.
Well, and I think
that's my end of my rant. Good news.
Well, no, it's okay. But I think you bring up an excellent point here, and maybe people might understand a little bit of why. I mean, there's lots of reasons why they're attacking Trump, but Trump represents, the very people, that 1% that really started this whole thing, right? The whole income tax ruse was started on this idea, oh, we're going to go after those very wealthy people, the 1%. And then it took them a year to find out, going, wait a minute, this is too hard. We got 99%. That's the low-lying fruit. That's a little bit easier, so we'll go after them. So again, they always tell you, oh, we're going to go after them, but then they come back at us. Going back to what you said earlier in terms of the, what Biden and this administration and the left is wanting to do in taking away merit and ambition and dulling everything down. And I call it, the mediocratization of America. They want us to be mediocre. They want us, Joe Biden said, they're going to put you all in chains. They want to put, forget about blacks, they want to put anybody of any color whatsoever all in chains and treat us all like chattel so that we'll all march according to their drumbeat. And forget about your ambition and your dreams, right? I think that's really where we're at.
Said it better.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, I agree 100%.
Well, Liz, keep fighting the good fight. Thank you so much, for representing us, we the people, and, merit and still those ambitions and dreams that our parents, deposited into us. And this ambition that I believe is still there and will help us turn the corner ultimately. So keep up the great work. Appreciate you.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. She's the Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. A $14 billion Israeli aid package pushed by Republicans has been given the green light by the House of Representatives. The bill will now head to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer has already dismissed the bill, saying the Senate will not vote on it. Democrats do not like the fact that the bill does not provide aid for Ukraine and Republicans' option to cut money earmarked for the IRS to help pay for the bill. House lawmakers may soon drop the hammer on impeaching President Biden. House investigators allege President Biden illegally benefited from his family's foreign business dealings in a pay-for-play scheme adding up to tens of millions of dollars directed to offshore accounts. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Very soon we are coming to a point of decision on it. So we're going to follow the evidence where it leads and we'll see.
Daylight savings time ends early Sunday morning. Clocks go back 1 hour if your state plays the policy. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We got Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News.
Really sums it up, doesn't it?
Contributing and that sums it up beautifully. I believe she also said something like along the lines of, but this will not end until the Palestinians love their children more.
And Joe Biden is that that gift that just keeps on giving. The mullahs and the Ayatollah just, you know, they love in Joe Biden.
Well, they should. I mean, he's certainly made life incredibly easy for them. He's softened the sanctions that Donald J. Trump put on them. So-called maximum pressure campaign has turned into the maximum relaxation campaign. And, you know, people focused on the money that's gone from various places in the world into the coffers of the Ayatollahs. And the people focused on that $6 billion ransom payment was handed to them after that prisoner exchange that took place.
Exactly.
Exchange of hostages, whatever you want to call it. And, boy, that's just the beginning of it. You know, it's
exactly.
Not just the $6 billion. That's obviously it was awful. But there's a lot more money on top of that. I've got a piece of the Daily Caller on this, basically what a great friend Joe Biden has been to the Ayatollahs. And if you add up the softening of the oil sanctions, giving mm-hmm. them permission to sell steel, giving them permission to sell petroleum products and all that other stuff, it adds up to about another $70, $71 billion. So we're really talking about, under Joe Biden, somewhere along the lines of $76, $77 billion, or the B, $77 billion, that have been freed up or liberated or unfrozen, whatever term mm-hmm. you want to use. And, of course, once they've got that money, they're not there's no way to keep them from spending it solely on, you know, Iranian food stamps and helping out their students and opening hospitals and parks and bike paths. Yeah. Instead, I think the stuff is paying for things like rockets and grenades and mortar shells. And you see these cars just start, you know, drifting off. Drivers being killed, they drift off and go into ditches. There's a camera inside a car. You see the guy driving along. Machine, the gunman comes out and starts shooting him. You see the windshield crack as the bullets come through, and then a couple seconds later, the car goes off the shoulder into a ditch as the driver's dead. They then approach this kibbutz. This very cute black dog runs towards them. It looks like a black Labrador blend or a mix or something like this. And mm-hmm. like so many wonderful dogs. This was not a Doberman or a Rottweiler attacking. This is a cute dog thinking, oh, look, new friends.
Just welcome. Welcome to the property, right? Yeah, exactly.
Where's my doggy treat? Now, please rub my belly. And this poor dog, they got a machine gun, opened fire, killed it. Two, three, both dogs dead on the ground. And then they proceed to go after the human beings, and they try to break into several houses. When they couldn't break in, they set them on fire. When they could break in, you see these Israelis who are not, these are not Israeli soldiers, in uniform, ready to shoot back. These are people fast asleep at 6:37 in the morning on a Saturday,
exactly.
Which is Shabbat, and also a Jewish mm-hmm. holiday called Simchat Torah, celebrating the Torah. And this father gets up with his three sons. They're in their underwear. They run into a shelter, which is not a which is designed basically to shield them from exploding bombs, from missiles. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have, it's not really secured, and you couldn't close it off. It's mainly designed to prevent blasts.
Exactly.
So they throw a grenade in. They kill the father. They kill one of the sons. Two of the sons got out. They drag him into the living room. And these guys are saying, one of them says in Hebrew, "Itai, I think we're going to be killed." I think they were then taken back to Gaza and held hostage. And then you just see one image after another of people dead in bed, people dead at a bus stop, have been waiting picked up, waiting to be picked up and taken somewhere, gunned down at a bus stop. You see these folks at the Raim, I think it's called Raim Music Festival, music, they're dancing to kind of techno music. And
right, exactly.
They show up and mow down 260 of them, killed a bunch of their cars trying to get escape. People killed in their cars. Some people were in their cars after they were killed. The Hamas terrorists took their bodies, threw their bodies on the highway, drove off and stole their cars, drove away with the cars. In some instances, they set these bodies on fire, so you see people at the side of the road burning. You saw people in their homes who were set on fire. Incredible image of a woman on her back who had been burned. You see her burned body, and her legs are in the air spread open because she'd been raped. So she'd been raped. So much so that her legs are in the air, spread apart, she's on the ground having been burned. So it's just one image like this after another. And these are, again, not soldiers at a military base in flak jackets who are shooting, the Hamas guys shooting at them and them shooting back and having any kind of a fair fight. This was a total atrocious attack on unarmed civilians, a surprise attack, totally unprovoked. The Israelis have been shooting at them. The Israelis are at home fast asleep on a Saturday morning, and in come the Hamas terrorists to engage in not just widespread, vicious, cutthroat bloodthirstiness, but also the biggest single-day killing of Jews on the planet Earth since the liberation of Auschwitz and Buchenwald.
This is perpetrated upon innocents, is what you're explaining here. I mean, these are innocent Israelis going about their life at the conclusion of a special holiday and celebrating the Torah. You had the festival out there with all these young people, and of course, we saw footage and the pronouncement of the one gal who was a tattoo artist there, and they killed her. God only knows what else, but just for a finishing touch, they took her head off. So, and then for some people to say, well, you can't talk about somebody being decapitated. You've got some sort of special euphemism that you're supposed to use that somehow makes it not quite so brutal what they did. It's almost, DeRoy, that, with all these, all these protests that are going on around the world, from, Russia to the UN to university campuses and major cities, even here in the United States, it's almost like you want to pull out a big screen and show the evidence.
That's
and
right.
Say, now what do you have to say? Right?
Correct. You're absolutely right about this. And I think what Israel needs to do, Israel's been very shy. I think Israel's problem is they're too nice. Israel has said, well, we don't want to.
Well, they're like most civilized people of the West. We don't think like that. We don't think about lopping people's heads off and killing them in their sleep and, let's murder your kids right in front of your eyes and, abuse you and, rape your mother and, junk like that. That's just
on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We don't do that in the West. When we engage in military action like the Israelis do, the Israelis have been attacking places where they're terrorists. They usually announce they're coming. They drop leaflets and flyers. They have something called a knock-knock bomb, which is basically a diffused bomb that falls on top of a building. People hear mm-hmm. a big thud. They think, okay, well, we're going to be hit. We better run. So they give them a chance to run. These Hamas people never gave people a chance to run. They just opened fire and killed them. But what I think the Israelis really need to do is get this footage out. There's the sense that, you know, it's too rough to watch. We don't want to offend people. Look, if the Hamas attacked and left and then all went, killed themselves, I'd say fine. There's no real need to get into this. But as you know, Hamas continues the attacks, and then Israel is losing the propaganda battle.
Exactly.
I just saw on TikTok. There's something. The phrase "stand with Israel" has about 290 million hits. "Stand with Palestine" has 2.9 billion hits, 10-1.
Yeah.
So they need to get this message out. They need to show people who started this, how vicious they were, that they were not attacking soldiers on a base. They're attacking civilians at home, and then engaging in these atrocious mutilation of bodies that appears like something out of the Middle Ages. And then maybe people will have some understanding of why Israel has responded the way that it has and why it needs to and should and it needs to continue until Hamas is completely exterminated. I think if they got that message out, these images should be available. The video should be available. They should be running 30 and 60 second commercials on television saying, you know, look who started this. Look what they did. We need to stop and stand with Israel. I mean, that needs stuff and it needs to be out there. And Israel should not be shy about this. It's too bad it's come to this, but when you've got people out in the streets not saying, let's support Israel, but people running out saying, let's support Hamas, including members of Congress, I'm afraid it's come to the point where Israel needs to get much more active and much more direct and much more robust in getting these images out and educating the people of the world as to who the real bad guys are here. Bad guys are not Israel. Bad guys are Hamas.
Exactly. And beyond that, DeRoy, they've got to execute the campaign with finality. Israel in the past has done it to a point, whether you're talking the Six-Day War, whether you're talking the Yom Kippur War, they win a victory and then they, you know, relent and they give back land and they try to play nice and, you know, I don't know, Jewish guilt, call it what you want. But, you know, they have to be really determined. It seems that they are, but they have to be really determined to really make sure that this not only makes a statement to Hamas, but to all these other radical terrorists organizations, whether it's Hezbollah or these other proxies that are coming out of Iran, to let them know for sure that this is their fate if they do anything like this to us, because we believe and we will act that it will never happen again.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Before the top of the hour, DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy is a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. You know, I recall what Golda Meir once said, DeRoy. She said, if the Arabs put down their weapons today, there will be no more violence. If the Jews put their weapons down today, there will be no more Israel. That really sums it up, doesn't it?
That sums it up beautifully. I believe she also said something like along the lines of, this will not end until the Palestinians love their children more than they hate the Jews, or to that effect. Yeah. And that's exactly the case. Look, this was not a response from Hamas to any kind of a provocation or attack on the part of Israel. Israel's been fairly quiet towards Gaza for years. They left in 2008. Most people may not know this. You hear people like Joy Reid saying that this whole thing, the real problem there is the 56-year Israeli occupation of the West.
Yeah, exactly. What is she talking about?
What is she talking about? Yeah. Israel left in 2008. They said, here, it's all yours. You can have it. Do with it as you please. And the Gazans, the Palestinians in Gaza, had such a beautiful opportunity to take that and say, good, we finally got rid of the Israelis. We now can turn this into the jewel of the East Mediterranean. This could have been Dubai West. This could have been Hong Kong Northwest. This could have been Monaco South.
Exactly.
They have a long, beautiful strip of beaches. They've got great weather. And they could have brought in Club Med. They could have brought in the Hilton Corporation. They could have brought in hospital executives, financiers, and turned that into a combination of the beauty of Nice, France, coupled with, let's say, the banking secrecy of the Grand Caymans. And that place could be sparkling. It could be the kind of place you and I say, hey, can we go visit Gaza next
week? Exactly. Let's go. No, right, exactly.
They could have done that. You know what they did? Mm-hmm. They said, no, let's not do that. Let's turn this into a giant launching pad for Jew-killing rockets. That's the only export they have is Jew-killing rockets. That's the only thing that comes out of Gaza. And that's not the fault of Israel. That's the fault of the Palestinians and Hamas and the other people who took this golden opportunity from 15 years ago and turn that place into a killing machine. That's all Gaza is. But Israel has to go in and neutralize the killing machine. And that's sad and a pity, but that's where they are. They have no other choice.
Yeah, it's, you know, as they say, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And look what's going on. You and I talked about this last week, DeRoy, is that they were doing everything they could to avoid a regional outbreak. But Iran is fanning the flames. You've got, according to one CBN reporter who told me yesterday, said, Bill, we're fighting five fronts. You know, everybody thinks two, maybe three. It's now five that we're dealing with right now because they got the north, the south, and of course the West Bank, and you've got a couple of proxies, Iranian proxies there that are firing stuff off, and then of course, just, you know, as an added bonus, you got the Houthis, you know, firing up some, yeah, exactly. It's so they're all surrounded, and then you've got Iran meeting with Russia, and look at, according to, you know, those of us who read the Word of God and look at Bible prophecy, you know, Russia is part of end times prophecy, and they're getting pulled into this. Now, will they actually come down? Is this the time that they will come down? Only God knows, but it's this thing could, I mean, we're like nanoseconds away from World War III, the way I look at it.
Yeah, it's terrifying. The only reason that this is a six-front, or a five-front war, not a six-front war, is that the what would be the sixth front is the Mediterranean Ocean. And thankfully, the sharks and the barracudas are not coming out to attack the Israelis. That's the only thing missing here. But look, you're right. This whole thing could escalate very quickly. Russia could get involved. China's been supportive of Iran over the years. Apparently on social media, TikTok, as you know, is owned by the Chinese, and it's pumping all sorts of pro-Palestinian propaganda. So they may be fighting sort of a cyber front on this whole battle, if you will. And yeah, this whole thing could escalate very rapidly. And Joe Biden seems disengaged. He's off, you know, off the beach house every weekend. I've not seen him on air in a couple of days. They just seem to be totally adrift. The U.S. border is wide open.
Exactly.
I just heard a couple hours ago, apparently they've caught people at the border with IEDs, with improvised explosive devices, the kind of things that killed our soldiers in Iraq over the when we were deeply involved there. So we could have a six front being the U.S. border with Mexico, the quote unquote border.
Well, Hezbollah's in Mexico right now, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And you add that to the cartels and the network that they've already established within the United States. I mean, we got danger here, Will Robinson. I mean, to the point that now you even got, you know, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, admitting, yeah, we're at a threat level, an unprecedented threat level. No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Gee, and who do you have to thank for that? You know, they can't blame Donald J. Trump for this. You know, we had the total of 11 people on the terrorist watch list caught at the border with Mexico when Trump was president. Under Biden, I believe the number is 267.
Right.
It's up like 25, 26 fold. It's astonishing. And again, I don't see any effort to slow things down. They're not saying, okay, things are out of control. We finally need to close the border because of what's going on in the Middle East and the threat that Hamas, Hezbollah, or maybe even just some guys not involved with Hamas or Hezbollah, but he comes across the border, he gets here, he gets radicalized by, you know, the Hamas, the lobby here in the country, and he decides, okay, I'm going to do my own jihad. I'm going to get a gun and open fire at, you know, a Christmas tree lighting or God only knows what. And so there's no effort, you know, wide open, come on in, help yourselves. And I got to tell you something, if one of these things, if we have a terrorist attack that kills or wounds Americans, and it turns out to be someone who came across the border under Joe Biden, he should resign that day. Just, you know what, I apologize, I resign, and just go crawl back into his little cubby hole in Delaware and leave us alone.
See, we'll DeRoy, how unlikely would it be that America could see firsthand something that the Israelis saw out of Gaza because of the threat nature where we are right now, and these people, these uncivilized people? I mean, we talked about civilized people who have a respect for humanity. This is absolute rank evil that is coming through our southern border. And is that what it's going to take for America to finally wake up to see the danger here? I mean, H.R. 2 has been, you know, passed by Congress, what, for over a year now, and the Senate still hasn't picked that up. And right. And they just keep, you know, talking about all these other things other than our national security. If anything, it's, you know, Joe Biden, as you say, he's MIA on that issue. Mayorkas, what a joke. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, I came from a business background. People like that wouldn't even last a month in any of the businesses I work for.
the level of incompetence. And the thing is that I maybe I give him too much credit by even saying that's incompetence, because the truth of the matter is this is exactly what Joe Biden, Mayorkas, the NGOs, and the globalists want. They want us to have open borders and to follow the lead of these European nations, and look what's happened to them, where they're at right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think there's incompetence. I think, if anything, Mayorkas is doing exactly what Joe Biden wants. He's doing a really good job of it, and he's succeeding. I think, you know, I describe the destruction of the U.S.-Mexico border as one of Biden's great successes. I don't like it. I hate it. You hate it. Our listeners hate it. Everyone hearing our voices right now hates it. But from the standpoint of Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, their whole goal was to import basically a permanent governing majority in terms of voters.
We've had about
at least 6 million. It could be 8 million or 9 million people come across the border. And I think their calculation is that at least these people are going to vote at least 51% Democrat, if not 50%, 60%, whatever. And that they're going to come in and start voting, not just when they get amnesty and naturalized, but could be as early as next year. I mean, we have Pennsylvania, for example, just said you don't need to register to vote. They'll have same-day registration. So to show up at the polls, they go, okay, you're not registered. Here's your ballot. That's without looking into the is this guy a citizen?
Legit? Yeah, exactly.
Legit or not? Here's your ballot, sir. And then maybe they find out a few weeks later that person wasn't qualified to vote. But, hey, that guy's ballot's in the pile. We don't know. We can't fish it out. So,
yeah, exactly.
And I imagine these people will say, well, Biden let me in. I love Joe Biden. And they vote Democrat. That's the whole plan here. And Biden and Mayorkas and the rest of them have done a magnificent job of executing that plan. I think it's vile, evil. It should be. I think it's treason is what it is. But from the standpoint of what they want, I think they've done a great job. And I think the destruction of the border is, from Joe Biden's standpoint, his biggest success by far.
Exactly. And he's following the lead of these European countries. And look at their stories. They're all a disaster. Some have been able to unwind, but most, they're living with the problem. I mean, in France, you got no-go zones. I mean, we're starting to have no-go zones here in America, DeRoy, where you can't go.
There are no-go zones or police in not France, the United States of America.
Yeah, exactly.
Our own American police say, you know, we should probably stay out of there. I can tell you that in Arizona, just sort of a little bit between Phoenix and Tucson, I can't tell you precisely where, but a friend of mine is a state senator, Neil K. Carter, is a state senator in Arizona, took me there, and there's a sign that said, basically, you know, cross this line at your own risk. Anywhere below here is dangerous. And that's not the border. That's probably a good 70, 80 miles into the United States. And there's a sign saying, if you cross this line, you know, good luck, hope you make it. And this is 90 miles into the United States, 80, 90 miles into the United States of America.
Yeah, cross the border, bring ammo.
Yeah, exactly. Or stay in Phoenix. Don't go south of ASU.
Unbelievable. Yeah, this is where we have about a minute left here. The level of anti-Semitism is so unbelievable how it's been revealed. And Christopher Wray, like I said, you know, said 2.4% of the American public is what the Jewish population represents in America, 2.4%. But yet, 60% of all religious hate crimes are targeted at Jews. Now, I don't know how that squares up with, wonderful calling it out for what it is, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thank you very much.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.